Sanders.
What is it, Sergeant Rico?
You told me to let you know the moment Planet Druidia was in sight, sir.
So?
Planet Druidia's in sight, sir.
You're really a spaceball. You know that, don't you?
Thanks, sir.
Have you notified Lord Helmet?
Yes, sir. I took the liberty. He's on his way.
Make way for Dark Helmet!
All rise in the presence of Dark Helmet! We're approaching Planet Druidia, sir.
Good. I'll call Spaceball City and notify President Scroob immediately.
I already called him, sir. He knows everything.
What? You went over my helmet?
Well, not exactly over, sir. More to the side. I'll always call you first. It'll never happen again. Never, never.
Oh, shit.
No. Please. No, not that.
Yes, that.
Planet Druidia, where is it?
We don't have visual contact yet, sir, but we have it on the radar screen. Shall I punch it up for you?
Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Very good, sir.
What's the matter with this thing? What's all that churning and bubbling? You call that a radar screen?
No, sir. We call it Mr. Coffee. Care for some?
Yes! I always have coffee when I watch radar, you know that.
Of course I do, sir.
Everybody knows that!
Of course we do, sir!
Now that I have my coffee, I'm ready to watch radar. Where is it?
Right here, sir.
Switch to teleview. There it is, Planet Druidia. And underneath the air shield, 10,000 years of fresh air. We must get through that air shield.
We will, sir. Once we kidnap the princess, we can force her father, King Roland, to give us the combination to the air shield, thereby destroying Planet Druidia and saving Planet Spaceball.
Everybody got that? Good! When will the princess be married?
Within the hour, sir.
Well, I hope it's a long ceremony, because it's going to be a short honeymoon.
Hot! Too hot!
Mother were alive to see this day.
Is everyone ready?
Yes, Your Majesty.
No, where's my droid of honor?
Oh, dear, yes. Where's Dot? Dot? Dot Matrix! Oh, thank God. Where have you been?
Here I am. I'm sorry. I had to make a pit stop. I'm so excited. I couldn't hold my oil.
All right, people. It's magic time.
All right, everyone starting on the left foot.
Daddy, that's your right foot.
It's too late. Keep going.
Daddy? Must I go through with this?
I'm sorry, my dear. You have to.
Daddy? I don't love him.
I'm sorry, Vespa. He's the last prince left in the galaxy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here on this most joyous occasion to witness Princess Vespa, daughter of King Roland, going right past the altar, heading down the ramp, and out the door.
Stop her! Someone stop her! Stop her!
Hey, wait! You forgot to get married! Stop! What are you doing?
No questions, Dot. Get in!
Myself a snack. You want some?
No.
A little hair of the dog?
No, listen, answer that. What's that?
Oh, sorry. I just brought our audio here. That way they won't see you. Hello?
Hello, Lone Star.
Sorry, wrong switch.
Hello, Vinny. What do you want?
No. It's not what I want. It's what he wants.
Pizza the Hut!
Well, if it isn't Lone Star and his sidekick, Puke.
That's barf.
Barf, Puke, whatever! Where's my money?
Don't worry, Pizza, you'll have it by next week.
No. I gotta have it by tomorrow.
100,000 space bucks? By tomorrow?
100,000? Ha ha ha! No way! You've forgotten late charges, which brings it up to, 1 million space bucks.
1 million? That's unfair.
Unfair to the payor, but not to the payee. But you're gonna pay it, or else.
Or else what?
Tell him, Vinny.
Or else pizza is gonna send out for you. You're delicious.
Ciao, boys.
Can we talk? Okay, we all know Prince Valium is a pill. But you could have married him for your father's sake and then had a headache for the next 25 years. Will you turn that thing off?
What? What is it?
I was saying, do you realize what...
what you've done.
Yes, and I'm glad. Glad, 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 glad.
I wonder if she's glad.
Don't be ridiculous. As president of Planet Spacefall, I can assure both you and your viewers that there's absolutely no air shortage whatsoever. Yes, of course. I've heard the same rumor myself. Yes, thanks for calling and not reversing the charger. Yes, bye.
Shithead.
President Screw.
Yes.
This is Central Control. Spaceball Commanderette Zircon speaking, sir.
Yes, what is it, Commanderette?
Lord Helmet has just notified us that Princess Vespa is in sight, and Spaceball One is closing in on her.
Good, good.
We have both ships coming up on the Teledar, sir, if you wish to observe.
I'll be down immediately.
Shall I have Snotty beam you down, sir?
I don't know about that beaming stuff. Is it safe?
Oh, yes, sir. Snotty beamed me twice last night. It was wonderful.
All right. I'll take a shot at it. What the hell? It works on Star Trek.
Snotty. Beam him down.
Yes, sir. Immediately, sir.
What's happened to his head?
It's on backwards.
But this is terrible. Do something.
I'm sorry, sir. There must have been a microconverter malfunction.
Why didn't somebody tell me my ass was so big?
Hold on, sir. We'll try to reverse the beam. Could be the interlocking system. Lock one. Lock two. Lock three. Lock Lorman.
Are you all right, Mr. President?
Fine, fine. No thanks to you.
We'll beam you back, sir.
Forget it. Forget it. No more beaming. This time I'm going to walk.
President Screw, salute!
Hail, Screw!
Hello, President Scroob.
Oh, hello, Charlene.
I'm Marlene.
Hello, Marlene.
I'm Charlene.
Chew your gum. Where's the princess?
Right there, sir. On the left side of the screen, approaching Spaceball One at 1,500 light leagues per minute.
Good, good. She's almost in our grasp. Tell Dark Helmet he must take the princess alive.
Princess Vespa spaceship within range, sir.
Good. Fire a warning shot across her nose.
What's going on?
It's either the 4th of July or someone's trying to kill us.
Hey, I don't have to put up with this. I'm rich.
What are you doing?
I'm calling my father. 1-800-3WIDIA.
Careful, you idiot. I said across her nose, not up it.
Sorry, sir. Doing my best.
Who made that man a gunner?
I did, sir. He's my cousin.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Go!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Keep firing, assholes!
Hurry, Daddy, hurry! There are laser blasts all around us! I'm scared.
King Roland to Lone Star! King Roland to Lone Star! Are you there?
Lone Star, you've got to help me. Please, save my daughter. She's being attacked by spaceballs.
Spaceballs? Forget it. Too dangerous. Besides, I'm already numero uno on Dark Helmet's hit list.
Look, Your Highness, it's not that we're afraid. Far from it. It's just that we got this thing about death. It's not us.
Please, you must. You're the only ones that can save her. I'll give you anything. Did you hear me? Anything.
Anything?
Yes, anything.
Okay, we'll do it for a million.
A million?
Oh, you're starting to fade here. We're losing picture, Your Highness.
All right, I'll pay it. Only find her, save her.
All right, King, you just made a deal.
One princess for 1 million space bucks.
What's she driving?
A brand new white Mercedes, 2001 SEL limited edition. Moon roof, all leather interior. I got it at a very good price. I paid cash. My cousin, Prince Murray, has a dealership in the valley. He was very nice to me.
We get the idea. Where was she last seen?
She was just passing Jupiter, too.
We'll find her.
Please, bring her back safely. And if it's at all possible, try to save the car.
1 million space bucks! We'll be able to pay our feet to the hut!
Give me Pa!
What's happening? What's that glow? We're not moving.
Oh, we're moving all right. Backwards.
Look, there's our princess. She's got company.
Oh, no. Spaceballs! And they've already got her in their magnetic beam. Oh, well, we're too late. What a shame. I'll just throw in reverse. We'll get out of here.
Barf! No, bad.
Oh, what are we doing risking our lives for a runaway princess? I know we need the money.
Listen, we're not just doing this for money. We're doing it for a shitload of money.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you, you're always right. Okay, we save her. But how? The minute we move in there, they're going to spot us on their radar.
Not if we jam it.
Aha! You're right!
Down scope!
Down scope! Radar about to be jammed.
Well,
I don't need that, sir.
You don't need that, Private. We're right here. Now, what is it?
I don't need that, sir.
Now, what is it? I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
You know, the bleeps. The sweeps. And the creeps.
That's not all he's lost.
Sir, the radar, sir, it appears to be jammed.
Jammed. Raspberry.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star.
This is a Mercedes.
Nah, that's my name. Barf.
Barf? What are you?
I'm a Mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
What do you want?
Your father hired Captain Lone Star and me to save you.
Come on, we gotta hop up this ladder and get out of here.
Good, quick. Hurry, darling. Follow the dog.
Mog. I'm a Mog.
Wait, what about my matched luggage? Hey, stop looking at my can.
Sorry.
Checking in? What the hell is all that?
It's Her Royal Highness's matched luggage!
What?
Her Royal Highness's matched luggage!
Oh, matched luggage, huh? What does she think this is, a princess cruise?
Hey, well, she wouldn't go without it.
Oh, yeah? Ah! Now, hear this. The minute we get out of here, the first thing we do is dump the matched luggage.
Who is that?
Now, you hear this, whoever you are. You will not touch that luggage. And furthermore, I want the pigsty cleaned up. I will not be rescued in such filth.
Listen, on the ship, I don't take orders, I give them.
This is my dream boat, sweetheart.
Sweetheart? How dare you speak to me that way?
You will address me in the proper manner as your Royal Highness.
I am Princess Vespa, daughter of Roland, King of the Druids.
Oh, that's all we needed. A Druish princess.
Funny, she doesn't look Druish.
We will show her who is in charge of this galaxy. Hold it. I'll handle this personally.
Yavol, Lord Helmet.
So, Princess Vespa, you thought you could outwit the imperious forces of Planet Spaceball. Well, you were wrong. You are now our prisoner, and you will be held hostage until such time as all of the air is transferred from your planet to ours.
She's not in there.
Radar repaired, sir. We're picking up the outline of a Winnebago.
Winnebago? Lone Star. Lone Star! Uh-oh. Here comes the Badger blimp.
We better get out of here in a hurry.
Switch to secret hyperjet.
Switching to secret hyperjet.
Buckle up back there. We're going into hyperactive.
We're closing in on them, sir. In less than a minute, Lone Star will be ours.
Good. Prepare to attack.
Prepare to attack.
On the count of three. One, two...
Wait! What happened? Where are they?
I don't know, sir. They must have hyperjets on that thing.
And what do we got on this thing? A Cuisinart?
No, sir.
We'll find them. Catch them.
Yes, sir.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, no, no. Light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Prepare ship! Prepare ship for ludicrous speed. Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the free-range circus. Secure all animals in the zoo.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer. Now hear this. Ludicrous speed!
Sir, hadn't you better buckle up?
Now buckle this! Ludicrous speed! Go! was that?
Spaceball One.
They've gone to Plaid.
We passed them! Stop this thing!
We can't stop. It's too dangerous. We've got to slow down first.
Bullshit! Just stop this thing! I order you! Stop!
You, sir.
Are you all right, sir?
Fine. How have you been?
Fine, sir.
Good.
It's a good thing you were wearing that helmet.
Yeah?
What should we do now, sir?
Well, are we stopped?
We're stopped, sir.
Good. Well, why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Very good, sir.
Smoke if you got 'em.
Take her out of hyperactive.
Taking her out of hyperactive.
Congrats, boss. We did it. They must have overshot us by a week and a half.
Okay, let's set a course for Druidia.
Setting a course for Druidia?
I don't know. I don't know. We're losing power. Why? Because we're out of gas.
Burn it up in hyperactive?
I told you we should have put more than $5 worth in.
Okay, we'll have to set her down. Prepare for an emergency landing. Give me a reading.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Stop that! Keep your seatbelts fastened back there. You okay, princess?
No, you idiot! Quick, let her fly!
Okay, Eagle 5, coming in.
You're going?
I'm going to tell him off once and for all.
Wait. We'll need him to get us out of here.
Called me an idiot? I'm going back there and explain a few things to her.
Besides, he's got a sexy voice. He might be cute.
Yeah, but wait. You haven't seen what she looks like.
Oh, I know what she looks like. If you've seen one princess, you've seen them all.
Cute! I know these space bums. They're all alike. Fat, ugly,
buck-tooth, knock-kneed,
fierce-willing pig.
Horse face, space dog.
Yeah, well, normally I... Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Now listen, you...
You listen. On this ship, you're to refer to me as idiot, not you, captain. I mean, you know what I mean.
And you will not call me you. You will never address me as you. You will call me your Royal Highness.
You are a royal pain in the...
Whoa! Hold it, time!
What?
May I make a small suggestion? Any minute now, the Spaceballs are going to make a major U-turn. Head back this way and make us all dead.
He's right. Let's go.
Wait! My things!
Now listen, you royal... Highness. Take only what you need to survive.
Stand up my gears.
Gee, I hope she didn't forget anything.
All right, wait a minute, Barf. Put it down.
Oh. What the hell's in this thing?
What's this? I said take only what you need to survive.
My industrial strength hair dryer. And I can't live without it!
Okay, princess. That's it. The fairy tale is over. Welcome to real life. You want this hot air machine? You carry it.
You picked that up.
You picked that up.
How dare you, you insolent peasant! Nobody talks to me that way! Nobody! Nobody!
Well, what have we got here? Will you look at her?
Ooh. Those flashing eyes, those flushed cheeks, those trembling lips. You know something, Princess? You are ugly when you're angry.
Uh-oh.
That's it. You and your dog are...
Please, 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 please. Total humans, droids, if I may. It's going to be very dark soon, so I suggest we find a place to camp for the night.
Come, darling.
Lighter.
Oh, yeah. This is the best. I could have carried two or three of these. Oh.
Have you found them yet?
No, Lord Helmet. They're still not on the scanner.
Well, keep looking for them.
Pardon me, sir. I have an idea. Corporal. Get me the video cassette of Spaceballs the movie.
Yes, sir.
Producers, 12 chairs, blazing cells, young Frankenstein.
Colonel Sanders, may I speak with you, please?
Yes, sir. How can there be a cassette of Spaceballs the movie? We're still in the middle of making it.
That's true, sir. But there's been a new breakthrough in home video marketing.
Yes?
Yes. Instant cassettes. They're out in stores before the movie is finished.
Here it is, sir. Spaceballs.
Good work, Corporal. Punch it up. Not much too early. Prepare to fast forward.
Preparing to fast forward.
Fast forward.
Fast forwarding, sir.
Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Try here. Stop.
What the hell am I looking at? When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
How soon?
Sir.
What?
We've identified their location.
Where?
It's the moon of Vega.
Good work. Set a course and prepare for our arrival.
When?
1900 hours,
by
sir.
By high noon tomorrow, they will be our prisoners.
Oh!
No, thank you. I'm perfectly all right.
Take it. It's freezing.
You insist. Won't you be cold?
Nah, cold never bothers me.
I can't seem to find Druidia.
It's right there.
Where?
It's right there. It's that bright blue one right there. See?
Oh, yeah. But it's so far away.
Don't worry. I'll get you there.
Which one's yours?
Who knows?
You don't know where you're from?
Not really. I was found on the doorstep of a monastery.
A monastery? Where?
Somewhere in the Ford Galaxy.
Well, didn't the monks tell you who your parents were?
They couldn't. They took a vow of silence. All I got was this. It was around my neck.
What is it?
I don't know. I've taken it to every wise man in the universe, and nobody could tell me what it means.
Beautiful. You know what? It's beautiful.
So, how come you ran away from your wedding?
Well... If you must know, I wasn't in love with the groom.
Why were you going to marry him?
Because I'm a princess, and to have to marry a prince.
Ah, and he doesn't do it for you, huh?
No, he doesn't do it for me. I really must go back. I shouldn't have run away. I realize now that love is one luxury a princess cannot afford.
You're probably right.
I know now that I must learn to live without love.
I guess so.
Besides, love isn't that important to me.
Nah, never was.
I could be perfectly happy the rest of my life without love.
Sure you could.
Without physical contact.
Yeah.
Without being held.
Yeah.
Or kissed.
Abandon ship! Abandon ship! Women and monks first!
Oh. We'll have none of that, mister. What did he get? What did he touch? What did he touch?
Nothing happened.
What the hell was that noise?
That was my virgin alarm. It's programmed to go off before you do. You get back to bed, miss. And as for you, sex fiend.
All right. Let's all just get some sleep. We gotta get moving before dawn.
Why so early?
Because we're in the middle of a desert, and we aren't gonna get very far once that blazing sun gets overhead.
Nice dissolve.
I can't go any further. I can't go any further.
Come on.
No.
Just one more dune to go.
No. You said that 3 dunes ago. I got no more left. Oh, waiter. Check, please.
Must go on. Where am I kidding?
Something? When did we get to Disneyland?
I don't see them, Sanders.
I've sent the troops on ahead to Vector 78, sir.
Good. Let's get moving.
Yes, sir. Driver, prepare to move out.
What are you preparing? You're always preparing. Just go.
Just go.
Yes, sir.
Sir, shouldn't you sit down?
What are they saying?
Well, it's obvious.
Victor wants to go with them. What is this place?
It looks like the Temple of Doom.
Sure ain't Temple Beth Israel.
Come on. I think we better follow him.
Uh-oh. I think we woke it up.
Goodbye, folks.
Let me know how it turns out.
Come back here, Dot.
Come on, we gotta keep going.
We do.
Don't ask. Maybe it won't.
Well, what if it does? I don't know about you, but I'm all for leaving. I think we get out of here right now.
Oh, any good.
Wow!
Silence! Who dares enter the sacred and awesome presence of the everlasting know-it-all, Yogurt?
Yogurt?
Heard of me?
Heard of you? Who hasn't heard of Yogurt?
Yogurt the wise. Yogurt the all-powerful.
Yogurt the magnificent.
Please, please, don't make a fuss. I'm just plain Yogurt.
But you're the one...
Yes. I am the keeper of a greater magic. A power known throughout the universe as the...
The Force?
No. The Schwartz.
The Schwartz.
Yes. The Schwartz.
But Yogurt, what is this place? What is it that you do here?
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Open up this door. Come, walk this way. Take a look. We put the picture's name on everything. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money from the movie is made. Spaceballs the t-shirt, Spaceballs the coloring book, Spaceballs the lunchbox, Spaceballs the breakfast cereal, Spaceballs the flamethrower. The kids love this one. Last but not least, Spaceballs the doll, me.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Adorable.
President Scroob.
What is it?
I have an urgent message from Lord Helmet. He's lost the princess.
Where?
Somewhere in the sands of Vega.
Tell him to comb the desert, you hear me? Comb the desert!
Yes, sir.
Sir?
What?
Are we being too literal?
No, you fool. We're following orders. We were told to comb the desert, so we're combing it.
Found anything yet?
Nothing yet, sir.
How about you?
Not a thing, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
It's a big mystery. None of the wise men could tell me what it means.
Wise men? For sure. Wise guys, you mean. What do they know? Here, let me take a look.
You can read it?
No, I was just clearing my throat. Here, let me take a... Oh, yes. Yes, yes, of course.
You understand it?
Yes.
What's it say?
I cannot tell you that now. It shall be revealed to you at the proper time.
Great.
Come on, don't be disappointed. Back to your Schwartz training. Here, take the ring. Point it to that big statue.
Okay, but I still don't understand how I'm going to lift that big statue with this little ring.
Never underestimate the power of the Schwartz. Come on, concentrate. Here we go. concentrate. Don't stop. You're doing it. You're doing it.
I can't believe it. The shorts, it's working.
Yes, yes.
Hey, boss, how'd you do that?
Give me the ring, quick! Upsy daisy, upsy margy, upsy daisy!
Sorry, Bart.
Keep searching. It's no use, sir. We've searched everywhere.
Wait, I feel the presence of. The Schwartz!
The Schwartz?
Yes. It's coming from somewhere down there.
You're right, sir. There's a secret entrance here. And look at this insignia. It's a Y.
Yogurt! Yogurt! I hate yogurt! Even with strawberries.
I'll call for the attack squad, sir.
No, we can't go in there. Yogurt has the Schwartz. It's far too powerful.
But, sir, your ring. Don't you have the Schwartz, too?
No, he got the upside. I got the downside. See, there's two sides to every Schwartz.
Then how are we going to go in there and get her?
We will not go in there. She will come out to us.
Vespa, Vespa,
my child, where are you?
Daddy?
Vespa,
it's your mom.
Came over.
Come
to me. Daddy, I hear you. I hear you. Where are you?
Follow my voice. Come to me. Come to me.
Vespa, where are you going?
Vespa, come to me.
Daddy, is it really you?
Yes, my dear. I guarantee it. Would I lie?
Daddy. Oh, no, Vespa, don't. Vespa. No.
Oh. Fool you. Take them both aboard and put the princess in my quarters.
Yes, sir.
Now she is mine.
What's the matter? What are they saying?
They've taken the princess.
Spaceballs, too late.
Don't worry, boss. We'll get her back.
Thanks for the gas, Yogurt.
You're welcome. And here, just in case you get hungry.
A fortune cookie?
Yes. Remember, open it before you eat it.
Thanks. Well, we better get going. I wonder, will we ever see each other again?
Who knows? God willing, we'll all meet again in Spaceballs 2 to search for more money. Goodbye, Lone Star.
Goodbye, Yogurt. The ring of the Schwartz. No, I can't take this.
Take it. You might need it.
Thanks. I'll never forget you. Wish me luck.
So, Princess Vespa, at last I have you in my clutches to have my way with you the way I want to.
No, please, leave me alone.
No, you are mine.
Not so fast, Helmet.
Lone Star.
Yes, it's me. I'm here to save my girlfriend. Hi, honey.
Now you are going to die.
Oh!
Oh! Hey, what you do to my friend?
The same thing I'm going to do to you, big boy. Oh! Oh! And you too.
Oh! Oh!
Now, Princess Vespa, at last we are alone.
Oh, no! I hate you! I hate you! I hate you! Leave me alone! Yet, I find you strangely attractive.
Of course you do. Druish princesses are often attracted to money and power, and I have both, and you know it.
Oh, leave me alone!
No, kiss me!
No! No! Yes! No!
No!
Yes! No! Yes! Oh! 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 Your helmet is so big.
Lord Helmet, what?
You need it on the bridge, sir.
Knock on my door! Knock next time!
Yes, sir.
Did you see anything?
No, sir. I didn't see you playing with your dolls again.
Good!
President Screw!
Ah, I told you never to call me on this wall. This is an unlisted wall.
Sorry, sir, but it's very important. The princess has just been brought to your office, and Lord Helmet and Colonel Sanders are awaiting you there.
All right, all right. Tell them I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
Helmet, you fiend! What's going on? What are you doing to my daughter?
Permit me to introduce the brilliant young plastic surgeon, Dr. Philip Slotkin, the greatest nose job man in the entire universe and Beverly Hills.
Your Highness.
Nose job? I don't understand. She's already had a nose job. It was a sweet 16 present.
No, it's not what you think. It's much, much worse. If you do not give me the combination to the air shield, Dr. Slotkin will give your daughter back her old nose.
Where did you get that?
All right, I'll tell. I'll tell.
No, Daddy, no, you mustn't.
You're right, my dear. I'll miss your new nose, but I will not tell on the combination no matter what.
Very well. Dr. Slotkin, do your worst.
My pleasure.
No! Wait, wait. I'll tell. I'll tell.
I knew it would work. All right, give it to me.
The combination is... One.
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 Two.
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 Three.
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 Four.
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 Five.
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 So the combination is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life. That's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage.
Thank you, Your Highness.
What did you do?
I turned off the wall.
Why didn't you turn off the whole movie?
I must have pressed the wrong button.
Well, put it back on. Put
yes,
the movie
sir.
Back
yes,
on.
Sir.
You gotta get that thing fixed.
We're back. And we have the combination.
Lock it.
What?
We're done with you. Go back to the golf course and work on your putts.
Let's go, Arnold. Come, Gretchen. Of course, you know I'll still have to bill you for this.
Bet she gives great, Helmet.
Well, did it work? Where's the cake?
It worked, sir. We have the combination.
Great. Now we can take every last breath of fresh air from planet Druidia. What's the combination?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage. Prepare Spaceball 1 for immediate departure.
Yes, sir.
And change the combination on my luggage.
There it is. Spaceball City, straight ahead.
Good. I'm taking her in.
Hey, what the hell is that thing?
It's
a
big
old place. Jeez. Hey! You can't park here!
Yeah, can't you guys read? No parking!
That son of a...
All right, hands up. You're under arrest for illegal parking.
Yeah!
Warden Miller. Warden Miller, you're wanted in B-17. Attention, attention. Section C scanners, report.
She's got to be in one of these cells.
Yeah, but which one?
No. No.
Nobody knows.
It's coming from here.
That can't be her.
The trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus.
It's her.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
She's a base.
Glory, hallelujah.
What do you want?
It's me. It's us!
Lone Star, how did you find us?
No time to talk. Come on.
We gotta move!
Barb, how'd you do it?
Stunt, my friends, but all for naught. Turn around, please. Ah, what a pity. What a pity. So, Princess, you thought you could outwit the imperious force of... You idiots! These are not them. You've captured their stunt doubles! Search the area! Find them! Find them! Hurry up, Gilmore! Now hold them off!
Storm!
I can't! It's fused!
What about this one?
It's locked!
What about the cage?
The inside!
Oh, great!
Storm! There! You hold them off! I'll get the door!
I'm shooting this thing! I hate guns! Ah, my hair! He shot my hair! Son of a bitch.
Holy shit!
How was that?
Not bad.
Not bad for a girl.
Hey, that was pretty good for Rambo.
Let's blow this joint.
President Strobe! Salute!
Hail Strobe!
Ship is too big. If I walk, the movie will be over.
Sir.
Yes. Oh! Never have that damn thing down in front of me. How do I know you're not making faces at me under that thing?
President Strobe.
Yes.
There it is. Planet Druidia.
Ah, Planet Druidia. And 10,000 years of fresh air.
Boy, he runs things that won't last 100.
What?
Preparing ship for metamorphosis, sir.
Good. Get on with it.
Ready, Kafka?
Look, it's Spaceball 1. They've reached the airship.
And it's opening.
The ship's too big. They'll never get through.
How are they going to get the air out? I don't see any hoses or anything.
What's happening?
It's a transformer.
It's changing into
a gigantic
maid
with a vacuum cleaner. So that's how they're going to get the air out. Metamorphosis is completed, sir. Spaceball 1 has now become Mega Maid.
Good!
Remarkable.
Now, commence operation Vacu-Suck.
Goodbye, little Vespa. My little baby Vespa.
The airbag, it's almost full.
What do we do?
We've got to act fast. Step one, we reverse the vacuum and blow the air back onto the planet. Step two, we destroy that thing.
But isn't that dangerous?
Extremely. Plus, I don't know how the hell we're gonna do it.
What about that ring yogurt gave you?
Oh, yeah. But
come on, boss, give it a shot!
Okay. Here goes nothing.
What's going on?
It's Mega Maid. She's gone from suck to blow.
What?
They're getting all their air back. Do something!
Do something!
Do something!
I'm breathing. Air!
Dim the lights.
Dimming the lights.
Go to infrared.
Going to infrared.
Pray to God.
Praying to God.
What are you doing? scanning.
Gotta be a self-destruct mechanism somewhere in the central brain area.
I think we just found it.
Where?
Watch. Bingo. There it is. It's right below us. Put her in hover, Barf.
Putting her in hover.
I'm going down
there. He's going down there. I wouldn't.
What are you doing?
The Vulcan neck pinch?
No, stupid. You got it much too high. It's down here where the shoulder meets the neck.
Like this?
Yeah. Thanks.
Handprint identification, please. Handprint identification, please. Handprint identification, please. Handprint.
Thanks again.
Is that you, Mylock?
What are you doing with that?
This!
Sweet dream!
Not so fast, Lone Star!
Helmet! At last, we meet for the first time, for the last time.
Before you die, there is something you should know about us, Lone Star.
What?
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
What's that make us?
Absolutely nothing, which is what you are about to become. Prepare to die. You have the ring. And I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. Now let's see how well you handle it.
He did it.
What?
Shit. I hate it when I get my Schwartz twisted. Okay, maybe if I put my leg up on yours, you know, we could split apart like... Good, yeah. Right. On three. One, two, three, go! So, Lone Star, yogurt has taught you well. If there's one thing I despise, it is a fair fight. But if I must, then I must. May the best man win. Put her there.
The ring! I can't believe you fell for the oldest trick in the book! What a goof! What's with you, man? Come on!
You know what? Here, let me give it back to you.
Oh, look at that! You fell for that, too!
I can't believe it, man! So, Lone Star, now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Very impressive, Lone Star. Too bad this isn't the wide world of sports.
Use the Schwartz, Lone Star. Use the Schwartz.
I can't. I lost the ring.
Forget the ring. The ring is bumpkin. I found it in a Cracker Jack box. The Schwartz is in you, Lone Star. It's in you.
All right. I'll try.
Say goodbye to your two best friends. And I don't mean your pals in the Winter Fable.
Pressing the self-destruct button. This ship will self-destruct in 3 minutes.
What's going on? Where the hell are we? Paris?
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button. This ship will self-destruct in exactly 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
You've got to stop it. Is there any way to stop it?
I can't. It's irreversible.
Like my raincoat.
Attention! This is Colonel Sanders in forward command. Abandon ship! Abandon ship! All personnel, proceed to escape pods! Close that circuit! Evacuate the suit! Self-destruct mechanism has been activated! Abandon ship!
Sanders! Sanders, you gotta help me! I don't know what to do! I can't make decisions! I'm a president!
This is your 2-minute warning. This ship will self-destruct in exactly 2 minutes.
Launch all escape pods as soon as they are filled!
Where is he?
Here. We got a minute and 40 before the end of the world. Hang on.
Full throttle. Full throttle.
Go to hydrogen. Going to hydrogen.
If you're living in a bubble and you haven't got a care.
Hey, get out of there! Where do you think you're going?
Pizza to go!
Well, you're gonna be in trouble, cause we're gonna steal your air. Cause what you got is what we need, and all we do is dirty deeds. We're the Spaceballs! We're the Spaceballs!
Who are you?
I'm the bearded lady.
Are you one of the freaks?
Hey, come back! No! Come back, you fat bearded bitch!
One pod left, and three of us, and I'm the president. Well, boys, it's a very lovely ship. I think you should go down with it. Goodbye.
This ship will self-destruct in 20 seconds. This is your last chance to push the cancellation button.
Cancellation button? Hurry!
This ship will self-destruct in exactly 10 seconds. Counting down. 10, 9, 8, 6.
6? What happened to 7?
Just kidding.
There's the other end! Faster!
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
did it.
So I guess you might call that a case of man bites droid. On a sadder note, Pizza the Hut, famed half-man, half-pizza, was found dead earlier today in the backseat of his stretched limo. Evidently, the notorious gangster became locked in his car and ate himself to death. Coming up, Pongo's review of Rocky V, Thousand. Pongo?
Whoever said when you see...
Did you hear that? Pizza kicked the bucket. Now we don't have to pay him the million. We can keep it for ourselves.
Yeah.
My darling, I thought I'd never see you again. Oh, my sweet little daughter. I'm so happy that you're home and safe. And little Vespa, here's someone else who's happy to see you.
Oh, hello. Where have you been?
Hiya, big stuff. Hi, Dream. What do you have?
We just got a couple minutes while we're gassing up. What's ready?
I can give you the space soup or the space special.
I'll have the
soup. Okay.
I'll have the cleavage. Special.
Okay, one special and one soup. We'll both have a Luna fish. Oh, anything to drink. Hey, watch where you're sticking that thing.
Huh? Oh, look, it's got a mind of its own, sweetheart. I can't do a thing with it. What?
No, we were lost. None of us knew where we were.
And then Harry began feeling around on all the trees.
And he said,
I've got it.
We owe Pluto.
It was a Harry. How can you tell?
He said,
from the bark, you dummies. From the bark.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
The guy did to me. Hey, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
Drink water. Water my ass. Drink this guy some Pepto-Bismol. Waitress. Waitress. What did he order?
Oh, he had a special.
That's what I ordered. Change my order to the soup.
Then move.
Oh, no. Not again.
Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Check, please.
Five minutes to magic time.
Are you all right, my dear? You look a little flighty.
Don't worry about me, Father. I'm completely over him. Huh. Didn't even stay for the wedding. Just grabbed his million space bucks and ran.
He didn't take the million.
He didn't?
No. He just took 248 space bucks for lunch, gas, and tolls.
believe you turned down the money. At least we could have stayed for the wedding feast. I'm starving. Have you got anything to eat?
Nah. Oh, wait a minute. Yogurt gave me that fortune cookie. Here, chow down.
Wow, thanks. I'll split it with you.
No.
Okay. Yogurt!
Hello, boys. Well, you opened your fortune cookie, so here's your fortune. Lone Star, you know that medallion that you wear around your neck, but you don't know what it means? Well, here's what it means. It's a royal birth certificate. Get it? Your father was a king. Your mother was a queen, which makes you a certified prince.
Hey, I'm a prince. I'm a prince.
Which means, if you hurry, there could be a princess in your future. Now, if you want to get back there before she marries Sleeping Beauty, there's a special can of fuel in your glove compartment. Good luck, boys.
Bye, Yogurt.
And Yogurt.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And may the Schwartz be with you. What a world, what a world. All
right. Open that glove compartment.
You got it.
Your Highness. Wow! Liquid Schwartz!
Quick, pour it in the emergency tank.
Right.
Look at that!
Schwartz! Hang on, Barfo. We're gonna make space tracks.
Dear me, what are those things coming out of her nares?
Hey, watch my helmet!
Spaceballs?
Oh, shit. There goes the planet.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together again.
Why didn't you tell me he didn't take the money?
I didn't think it was important.
May I continue, please?
Besides, he asked me not to tell you.
Thank you. To join Princess Vespa and Princess Valium. I'm sorry, the hair. Prince Valium in the bonds of holy matrimony.
I see it all now. Don't you see he loves me?
Excuse me, I'm trying to conduct a wedding here, which has nothing to do with love. Please be quiet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Be quiet.
I'm sorry.
To join Princess Vespa and Prince Valium in the bonds of holy...
Holy!
Matrimony.
That's him. I know it's him. He's come back.
That's it. No more chances, but doing a short version. Prince Valium, do you take Princess Vespa to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Uh-huh.
Princess Vespa, do you take Prince Valium to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I suppose... Well, I don't know.
No, she doesn't!
What? Who the hell are you?
Prince Clone Star.
Prince?
I just found out. That's what this says.
I'm an honest-to-God prince. Will you marry me?
Well, let me think about it. Yes.
I'm sick of this. I don't give a damn who it is, but I'm going to marry somebody today. Who are you?
I'm the best man.
What's your name?
Barf.
Your full name?
Bartholomew.
Are you the one that's getting married?
No.
Then get over there. Okay, here we go. The short version. Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Good, you're married. Kiss her.
I love you.
I love you.
Well, goodbye, Persian Alarm.
With a space.